Ian Scholz, Bipartisan Report is one of those online magazines whose articles are frequently cited in Facebook. Despite the name, the Bipartisan Report is pretty darn partisan on the progressive side. But as with any site, news or otherwise, it is on a constant quest for clickbait. In these times, which are increasingly transgender, increasingly aware of the desire for inclusivity, or at least the appearance thereof, the news site linked to an article from Indian Country Today, which made the remarkable claim that all Native communities acknowledge not just one, but five gender roles. Not too sure how that works in the details, but it's, quote, female-male, two-spirit female, two-spirit male, and transgendered, unquote. Apparently, there are all kinds of Native subgenres, and Lakota Winkte indicates a male who has a compulsion to behave as a female, for instance. And in Ojibwe, Himene means half man, half woman. The Cherokee have gender variance terms for women who feel like men and vice versa. The article cites a Lakota warrior who was famously fierce named Finds Them and Kills Them. Born a male, he married a female but dressed as a female and lived daily life as a female, and yet called herself Finds Them and Kills Them and not Paprika Jasmine. This is supposedly all part of the two-spirit tradition in Native cultures, but it all gets confusing because it is claimed that until Europeans came along, Native cultures didn't even know what gender was. We made them wear pants and dresses and play with dolls and trucks. According to this article, quote, the two-spirit culture of Native Americans was one of the first things that Europeans worked to destroy and cover up, unquote. So before Europeans came along, there were no such thing as cross-dressers. A woman who felt like a man didn't exist. They were all just lumps of clay who had children mysteriously and thought buffalo were just our large, tasty friends. Before you know it, we're in white man, bring thunder stick and sorrow to my people territory again, which is true. But I have to admit, whenever I read articles about how perfect Native cultures were before we came along, I just want to say, God, I hate hippies. All this Gaia talk and prayer wheels and sweat lodges and yurts and dream quests and how superior Native Americans are to us, and how we should emulate them, it makes me a little uneasy. Sure, I wear moccasins instead of slippers, but I'm still a privileged white guy, and don't you forget it. This article concludes by commanding me, quote, imagine a world where people are allowed others to live freely as the people nature intended them to be, without harm, without persecution, without shame. Imagine a world where we are truly free, unquote. Well, sure, I can imagine that, but I can also imagine if my name were I'll tear your heart out with my bare hands, you might want to think twice before asking me to play dress up at your tea party. I gotta go.